worship God in the beginning of the year and know that at the end we can even thank Him even more.
新年第一天我们一起来敬拜是非常美好的一件事情。
Let's bow down and pray together.
让我们低头一起来祷告。
我们在天上的父，我们感谢赞美你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
因为你赐给我们在信心的道路上有许多的见证人，如同云彩一样的围绕着我们。
Because you have given us great witnesses on our path of faith, like clouds that surround us.
因为主你自己所说的必定成就。
Because what you have said will be accomplished.
你所赐给我们是没有任何在人间所有的事情放在一起可以与之比拟的。
What you have given us will not be able to be compared by anything on earth.
今天我们在聚会的时候求助你，让我们每一个人都以心灵跟诚实来敬拜你。
As we gather together this morning, that we worship you in faith and truth.
我们的祈求乃是主你自己的心意得到满足。
And then we pray that your heart will be fulfilled and satisfied.
让你自己的能力经过主你自己所有一切子民的侍奉显明在这个世代，带领许多的人归向耶稣。
And your grace and love, because of our ministry on earth, many will come to the knowledge of you.
我们这样祷告祈求感谢奉靠主耶稣基督。
We pray all this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
第一个主日也是一个非常特别的日子。
This morning is the first worship of this year and also a special day.
特别是因为有一些的弟兄姐妹去年才刚刚得救。
Because a few of you were just saved last year.
因此这一个新年是一个对你来说一个新的新年。
For many, those of you, this is a really a truly new year.
然而我们也知道当每一年每一年这样过去，神告诉我们说他的恩典每一年都是新的。
But every year it goes away, God says His blessings are renewed every year.
而且每一个来到他面前的人，神都赐给我们一个权利，就是来侍奉他。
God has given us a power, ability to serve Him, each one of us.
我们得救了以后，我们知道我们是蒙拣选的人，神要我们来侍奉他。
We are a chosen race, God wants us to serve Him.
在新约里面，我们都是有君尊的祭司。
In the New Testament, it says we are the priests, kingly priests.
所有的祭司最主要的一个责任就是来侍奉神。
And the ministry of a priest is to worship and serve Him.
虽然我们知道祭司是带着大家一同的到神的面前认罪悔改，把荣耀归给神。
Even though we know the priest would bring the people to God in confession and to give glory to God.
但是我们每一个侍奉的人都有一个很清楚的一个呼召。
And but each one of us who serve God has a true calling.
因为神告诉我们说，不是你们拣选了我，是我拣选了你们，并且分派你们去结果子，叫你们的果子长存。
And because God said it's not you that has chosen me, but I have chosen you that you go and bear fruit.
因此我们每一位信主的人是按照父神的先见被拣选的缘故我们才能够信他。
So each one of us believes in him because of God's foreknowledge that we believe in him.
虽然有的时候我们觉得我们很软弱，但是是因着神的拣选，我们能够像一个藤子一样的爬在香柏木上，所以我们就非常坚固的稳定的站在那里。
Even though sometimes we feel weak because of the power of GodIt's like a vine that wraps around a tall tree that we can move up.
我们需要知道如何的侍奉。
So, but we need to learn how we can serve him.
我们说我们要侍奉神，神是看不见的。
We want to serve God, but God is invisible.
在我们的灵眼里面我们可以看见，在我们肉身的眼睛里面我们看不见。
Maybe in our spiritual eyes we can see him, but not in our physical eyes.
但是神告诉我们要借着我们来侍奉人，我们就侍奉了神。
But God said, when you serve other people, you are serving God.
侍奉神跟侍奉人，你觉得哪一个容易呢？
Serving people and serving God, which one do you think is easier?
神不计算我们的恶。
God will not count our sins.
而且我们做错了什么事情呢？我们悔改，我们祷告，我们求主赦免，就完全饶恕，就赦免了。
What we have done wrong, when we pray, we confess our sins, we ask for forgiveness, all will be forgiven.
但是人呢？
But what about people?
啊，我们是不是能够原谅所有跟我们在一起有摩擦的人呢？
Are we willing to forgive all of those that rub against us?
我们说我们愿意。
We say we are willing.
但是别人不一定会赦免你啊。
But other people may not forgive you.
常常是我们自己觉得我可以赦免所有的人。
Many times we feel that we are able to forgive all people.
其实耶稣基督告诉我们说，很多的时候是我们得罪的人。
But many times Jesus Christ said it's us who have offended others, not the other way around.
因为我们都是罪人。
Because we are all sinners.
我们不是完全的。
We are not perfect.
所以保罗告诉我们要彼此同心的侍奉是不容易的。
So therefore Paul said to have one heart to serve him is not easy.
我们要彼此同心，我们需要让神来改变我们这个人。
If we want to serve together, we need God to change us.
我们的价值观需要改变。
Our value system needs to be changed.
我们的优先次序需要改变。
Our priorities need to be changed.
我们的态度需要改变。
Our attitude needs to be changed.
我们的生命需要改变。
Our lives need to be changed.
否则我们很容易灰心。
Otherwise, we'll be giving up.
遇到难处的时候，我们就会放弃，不能坚持下去了。
When we face a difficulty, we cannot be patient and be steadfast.
为什么我讲好像这很困难的样子呢？
Why do I say it feels like very difficult?
因为主对侍奉的时候对我们有一个要求，就是把别人的益处放在我们的益处之上。
Because God gave us a condition that we have to put other people's benefit above our own.
有的时候我们这样去做的时候，人家也不领情。
Sometimes we do it this way, other people don't care.
有的人你把他放在前面，他把你放在最后。
If you put somebody in front of you, they push you all the way back.
我们重生以前的人都是以自我为中心的。
Before we are saved, we are all self-centered.
我们的自我非常的大。
We have really great selfishness.
我们凡事先想到自己，这就叫自私。
We're selfish because everything we think of our own selves first.
我们总是觉得我自己的想法是正确的，这叫自义。
And we are self-righteous because we think our ideas are the best.
我们看自己比别人强，目中无人，心中无神，是因为我们自高。
We think we are better than everybody. We have our eyes do not see other people or see God. We are because we have egotistic.
如果我们不除掉这些，我们在侍奉的上面无法同心。
Unless we remove all of the above, we cannot work together.
所以今天我们一起先来看我们在侍奉中间怎样我们彼此同心。
Therefore, in our ministry, God says we have to be spirit of unity.
在彼此同心的时候有两把重要的钥匙。
There are two keys to that.
第一个就是忍耐。
The first is patience.
我们为何要学习忍耐呢？
Why do we need to learn to be patient?
因为我们的忍耐是不够的。
Because we are just so impatient.
你有没有碰到一个人，他说我的忍耐已经成功了？
Have you ever met a person that says, oh, I learned this lesson of being patient.
而且我成全完备，毫无缺陷。
I'm perfect. I have no need.
我们知道爱就是恒久忍耐。
We know love is patient.
然后到最后还是凡事要忍耐。
And yet, that love is have to be patient at the very end too.
所以我们来看这个忍耐。
Therefore, let's look at this idea of being patient.
我们必须要忍耐。
We must be patient.
因为圣经中间告诉我们说我们有很多的考验会临到我们。
Because in the Bible says there are many trials that will come upon us.
就像我们最近好多的同学在考期末考试。
Just like many of you are going through final exams.
你也不喜欢去考试，但是你必须要考完，是无可避免的。
Maybe you don't like to take exams, so there's no avoidance. You have to take them.
有的人他要考试以前，他就说他生病了，后来他因为心理的缘故，后来真的也生病了。
And some of them, before they take the exam, they thought they are ill. And eventually, they actually get physically ill.
然后到医生那边拿一个证明去跟老师说，我可以现在不考。
So they go to the doctor and get a proof that said they are ill, they don't have to take the exam.
但是可能避免吗?
Can that be avoided?
你还要补考?
Eventually you still have to take that exam.
我以前就补考过。
I have done that once.
但是我也是害怕。
Because I was afraid too.
因为老师就是我母亲。
Because the teacher was my mother.
她教我们打转盘珠算。
She taught us how to learn the abacus.
那天我觉得我没办法考了，所以我就真的就变成生病了，就没去考。So
one day I really felt I couldn't take the exam, so I actually got sick.
结果我母亲带着考卷回来说，等你好一点的时候就来考。Then
my mother took the exam paper back home and said, when you feel better, you have still have to take it.
这好像是不合法的。And
maybe that's illegal for the school.
但是对她来说是合法的。
For her, it's legal.
因为她给我全班最低分。
because she gave me the lowest mark in the whole class.
后来我说不公平啊。
I said, I told her.
我知道有几个人跟我一样笨。
I know that there are other classmates that are as stupid as I was.
她说他们至少来考了。
She said, at least they came. They showed up.
我们愿不愿意来忍耐？
Are we willing to be patient?
我们必须要忍耐到底，能够得救。
Patient to the end, then we can be saved.
神告诉我们说，神的祝福就在你的忍耐中间。约伯就是这样一个例子。
Job was a good example of the blessings through his patience.
而且这个忍耐是真正要等候主再来的这一个忍耐。
Because this patience is truly have to wait for the coming of the Lord.
这就是在雅各书五章七到八节里面所说的。
And this is in James chapter 5, 7 through 8.
所以我们有了这个忍耐以后，我们才能够跟别人同工。
Once we have learned this patience, then we can work with other people.
另外一个钥匙是安慰。
The other key is to encourage other people.
我请问一下，有哪一位在我们中间觉得他不需要接受安慰的？
How many of us among here that they feel that they don't need other people's encouragement?
我可以告诉你，耶稣基督来到这个世上的时候，他说我就是安慰者。
And Jesus Christ came and said, I'm the comforter.
他要离开的时候，他说我差遣圣灵来，他是另外一位保惠师，也就是要安慰的人。
And when Jesus left this earth, he said, I'm going to send another person, and that is also a comforter.
所以我们要被神安慰以后，我们才能够拿神的安慰去安慰那些受患难的人。
So once we learn to encourage from God, then we can use that to comfort other people.
你为什么需要安慰？
Why do you need encouragement?
第一个被圣经上写了得到安慰的是谁？
And the first person that got encouragement is who is that person?
你们今天应该很多人都知道。
You should, many of you should know.
你说我不知道你问什么。
I have no clue what you're asking me about.
因为今天是我们一年读经第二天。
Because this is the second day we are going through the Bible again, I hope.
我们要受安慰，你下次上一次念完了一遍，这次还要再念。
We need to be comforted. If you go through it once, you have to read it again today.
创世纪第五章第二十九节。
Genesis chapter 5:29 talked about one person.
这个人他的名字叫做挪亚。
His name is Noah.
当他生下来的时候，他的父母亲就得到安慰。
When he was born, his parents was comforted.
因为他们手中太多的劳苦，太多的欲望，太多的土壤。
Because on the hands of the parents, there was too much work, too much labor.
因为地都受了咒语。
And because the land was cursed.
但是在挪亚的身上，神要有一个新的一个开始，感谢赞美主。
Through Noah, there's a new beginning. Praise the Lord.
这就是安慰。
And this is comfort.
我们在缺乏中，我们也需要安慰。
When we are in lack, we need encouragement.
我这样一讲，我们中间都没有人有感觉的。
And none of you have any reaction to that.
因为我们每一个人都很富足的。
Because we are so rich.
你们中间有多少人没有吃饭？
How many have a lack of food today?
今天早上没吃饭呢。
And those who have not eaten anything this morning, raise your hand.
我告诉你，你应该早点来，我们这里早餐预备好了，是不用付钱的。
You get food to eat.
你说我很忙，这样在那边练诗，我在那边啊接人啊，感谢赞美主，神会报答。
Maybe you say I actually have lots of things to do to pick up people, therefore I missed the meal.
在圣经中也有一个叫巴拉巴的，他就是一位安慰者，他的名字就是安慰者。
In the New Testament, that name called Barnabas, his name means comforter.
啊，因为有任何人有需要，他就来帮助他们。他甚至把他的田地都卖了。
He was willing to sell his own land and house so that he can have money to help other people.
这在《使徒行传》四章三十六节，不是我编出来的，写得很清楚了。巴拉巴他就是这样的一个人。
And Barnabas is just this person in Acts chapter 4:36.
如果有任何一个人，我们需要去跟他，我非常希望跟他。我想我大概不敢跟保罗，我去跟巴拿巴可能可以。
And if you want to follow somebody, I think I don't want to follow Paul, but maybe Barnabas I could follow.
因为保罗一生气的时候就说：“你回家，我不要你了。”
Because when Paul got mad, he said, "Go home, I don't want you anymore."
巴拿巴说：“来了，他不要你了，我收容你。”
And Barnabas, "Oh, Paul rejected you. Come here."
神是我们随时的安慰。
God is our constant comfort.
我们要彼此安慰。
We should encourage one another.
这是安慰。
This is comfort.
当我们知道我们必须要忍耐，要安慰，才能够彼此同心。
We know that when we are be patient and we have encouraging other people, then we can be a spirit of unity.
否则的话，我们各有各的想法，怎能同心呢？
How can we have a spirit of unity if we think differently?
二人若不同行，岂能同行呢？
If the two people cannot have the same opinion, how can they walk together?
啊，圣经中间指出一条实行的道路，就是要我们效法基督。
Bible tells us a way and to follow Jesus Christ.
这才是让我们真正能够达到彼此同心。
If we want to have a spirit of unity, we have to follow Christ.
如果我们不渴望完全像主，有一天你还是会像主。
And if we do not desire to be fully like Jesus Christ, but one day you still have to be like Jesus Christ.
因为将来在天上的时候，我们每一个人，第一个，当他显现的时候，我们必要变化，我们这个身体必要变化，变成像他的形象。
Because one day when he reappears, all our bodies will be changed to be like him.
不但是如此，而且我们有他的生命性情。将来在整个的新天新地，在神所创造的宇宙里面重新再铸造，没有任何一点罪恶在那边的时候，我们看见我们所有的人就像主。
Not only that, but we have His life and His character, and in heaven and in we have no sin, we are all like Him.
而且我们就是像刚才我们所唱的那个基督的精兵，要起来为真理作战。
And then we'll be like the hymn we just sang, the armies of Christ will fight for Him.
当我们还在这个肉身中间的时候，我们是不完全的。
When we still have in this physical body, we are not perfect.
但是有一天我们会完全，我们有一个很好的目标。
But one day we'll be perfect. We have a good goal.
但是怎么样像耶稣呢？耶稣是大有能力的、全知全能、无所不在的神呢、啊、
？How can we be like Christ? He is an all-powerful, almighty God.
但是他真正要显现于我们的，只是他的柔和跟谦卑两件事情。
But when Christ appeared towards us, it's humility and His sacrificial love.
什么叫做谦卑呢？
How can we be humble?
谦卑在圣经腓立比书里面讲到基督的时候，就讲到他本有神的形象，但是不以与神同等为强夺的。
In Philippians chapter 2, it says that Christ had the image of God, but He did not consider that as something to be grasped.
也就是说他本来就是神，他本来就是他的权益，但是他愿意谦卑下来，他取了人的样式，他形容憔悴枯槁。
Even though he was God, he has this right to be God, and yet he picked a human being image. He's sorrowful and doesn't have a comeliness.
他没有加行美容，我们看见他的时候也不羡慕。
He doesn't have any beauty that when we see him we desired of him.
而且他来到这个世上的时候来做一个服侍人的。
And we come to be a servant.
他怎么服侍呢？
How did he serve us?
他用他的生命为我们舍了，来侍奉我们。
He gave up his life to serve us.
最后死的时候是最残酷的十字架上，让他受尽了一切的折磨，而且他为所有害他的人、轻蔑他的人、离弃他的人祷告。
And he died the most painful death on the cross. And not only that, on the cross, he prayed for those that abused him, that left him.
不但是让他们的罪得赦，并且告诉他们，我的复活的生命要赐给凡愿意接受的，无论你在世上的时候如何对我。
Not only that the sins will be forgiven, he said, when my resurrected life will be given to you, no matter how you have treated me on earth.
所以耶稣基督他自己讲的这句话我们今天没有人能够讲，他说人子来不是受人的服侍，乃是服侍人，并且舍命做多人的赎价。
And therefore no one else but Jesus Christ can say the Son of God came not to be served but to serve and give his life on the cross for many of us.
他可以从十字架上下来，
He could have come down from the cross.
但是他不愿意下来，
But he was not willing to come down.
如果他下来的时候，我们今天所有的人的救恩就没有办法完成了。
And but if he came down, our salvation would not be completed.
这就是温柔。
This is gentleness.
温柔不是说他讲话很小声了。
Gentleness doesn't mean that he speaks with a very soft voice.
耶稣一讲道的时候，五千人不用麦克风全部听见。
And when Jesus preached, 5,000 people could hear his voice without microphones.
但是当他来到人间的时候，他的力量是隐藏的。
But when he came to this earth,His almighty powers was hidden.
他愿意有能力，却不用这样的能力来审判我们。
He had this power, but he did not use his authority to judge us.
他的审判的时候还没有到。
Time of judgment is yet to come.
还被人审判。
He was judged by people instead.
被人弃绝。
Was rejected by people instead.
他像羊一样的被牵到宰杀之地。
Like the sheep that was brought to the slaughterhouse.
被人杀害的时候也不开口。
And when he was being murdered by people, he did not open his mouth.
这就是服事。
This is service.
这个服事就是我们今天在第一个主日我们要做的重大的一件事情。
This service is what we will accomplish this morning here.
也就是主耶稣这一位为我们生、为我们死、为我们复活、为我们升天、为我们再来的这一位，他告诉我们，我们要在地上侍奉他。
And this is the person who lived for us, died for us, resurrected for us, went back to heaven for us, that we have to be here to serve him.
怎么去服侍呢？
How can we serve him?
教会的服侍乃在乎我们每一个人，神都给了我们侍奉他的机会。
God has given us opportunity to serve him in the church.
等一下有十一位执事要站在这个地方。
And soon there will be 11 deacons that will be standing up here.
他们是代表着教会所有服侍的人。
They are the representatives of all those of the people in the church who serve God. Not only not that they can serve only by themselves, but there are people backing them up. In that way, the church can grow.
神能够透过弟兄姐妹彼此同心的心智与效法耶稣基督的心态来完成他所要做的事。
Through the love of the brothers and sisters and our attitude of serving the Lord, they can accomplish those things.
在腓立比书里面，保罗写有两种有职分的人。
In Philippians, Paul said there are two types of people that have ministries.
他讲到有一些是做监督的。
And there are some bishops.
监督就是跟长老跟牧师是一样的。
Bishops means pastors and elders.
他们在教会中间是生命成熟的人。
They are more mature in the church.
他们愿意谦卑舍己。
They are willing to be humble and give up themselves.
在教会中负责带领前面的方向。
And to lead the church forward.
他恳切的愿意祷告。
And they are willing to pray.
善于教导。
And able to teach.
牧养群羊。
And to shepherd the sheep.
捍卫真理
and protect the truth,
抵挡异端
defend the truth against the cults,
至死忠心
and to be willing to die and to be faithful.
我们中间神也会继续不断地兴起这样的人
I believe God will continue to raise up these people.
但是我们要祷告
but we need to pray.
还有一些叫做执事诸位执事
and then there are some that are called deacons.
他们乃是有非常美好的见证
they have good testimonies.
他们是被圣灵充满的
They are filled with the Holy Spirit.
智慧充足
And has a lot of wisdom.
在教会的侍奉上面已经显出有忠心的
And has demonstrated the faithfulness in ministry to the church.
这样的一些弟兄姐妹要带
在这里面 For those people and stand before God.
让我们看见在圣经中间提摩太前后书跟提摩书讲到执事他们的条件
And in Timothy and Titus, those two books talk about the qualifications of deacons.
但是重要的是教会中间的第一次执事是如何产生的
But how do people develop the first group of deacons?
在使徒行传第六章里面给我们一个非常清楚的看见
It's clearly taught us in Acts chapter 6、
当时的教会已经遭遇到各样的患难迫害
At that time the church was already facing a lot of different trials
但是教会胜过了
But the church overcome them
他们不怕死
They are not afraid to die.
他们也不怕劳苦。
They are not afraid of labor.
撒旦用第二个方法来制服教会。
And Satan uses second method to challenge the church.
他让人的心腐化。
And they let our hearts be corrupted.
于是有亚拿尼亚、索非拉他们在那边去做了一些的事情。
And Ananias and Sapphira lied to the church.
结果神圣灵出手。
But the Holy Spirit acted.
洁净教会
and cleanse the church.
又再度得胜
Again, they were victorious.
但是第三个问题出来了
The problems came.
因为教会本来只有120个人在祷告的
And the church started with 120 people in a prayer meeting.
但是彼得起来两次讲道的时候许多的许多的人就得救了
But when Peter preached twice, thousands of people were saved.
当时在耶路撒冷可能有2万到2万5千人在那一个教会里面
And in one church, there are probably 20,000, 25,000 people in that one church.
神的灵大大的作工，但是
The Holy Spirit really worked, but
有一些的人被忽略掉
Some of people were neglected.
因为有一些人讲不同的话呢
Because they speak different languages.
有一些人讲犹太话
Some speak Hebrew.
他们有些人讲亚兰话
Some speak Aramaic.
但是还有一些人他们是在希腊已经很久了他们是讲希腊话的
But some of them speak Greek.
而他们的文化也是希腊。
And the culture were also Greek.
结果在教会里面，你知道发生什么事呢？
You know what happened to the church?
教会忽略了那讲希腊话的人。
And the church has neglected those that spoke Greek.
这没有什么稀奇啊。
That is no big deal.
在耶路撒冷呢？
Yeah, we are in Jerusalem.
又不是在马其顿。
We are not in Macedonia.
不是在希腊。
It's not, we are not in Greece.
当然就这样。
Of course like that.
但是他们有一些人生命中间发生了问题。
But then there's some trouble were brewing.
撒旦跟他们讲说
，Satan spoke to them.
你抱怨吧
，complain.
你不抱怨的话，他们不会给你公平待遇的。
If you don't complain, you will not get fair treatment.
所以这撒旦用这个方法使得教会里面怨声载道。
Therefore, there were a lot of complaints in the church.
你这十二个使徒，他们要怎么处理这事？
How would the 12 apostles handle this situation?
他们先来到神的面前。
They came before God.
然后他们承认。
They agree and admitted that.
他们第一个承认他们不是什么都能做。
And they admitted they are not a jack of all trades.
虽然他们有圣灵的能力，但是他们会忽略到一些的需要。
Even though they have the power of the Holy Spirit, they cannot handle every single thing in the church.
他们说我们不足。
We are insufficient.
神要我们以祈祷传道为重。
Because God has given us a duty to pray and to preach the word.
我们没有办法把这两件事情都做好，而又要传道，又要祈祷，然后还要去照顾这些人饭食。
And we cannot just in pray and to preach the word and also handle the food ministry.
所以他们就说，让我们选七个执事吧。
Why don't we elect seven deacons?
这是教会的分工。
This is division of labor in the church.
这不是随便研究一下，然后抽签一下，看看是谁吧。
And you, they don't just pick any Joe Blow to serve God.
他们怎么做呢？
Well, how did they do it?
大家都说他有好名声的。
Those have a good reputation.
所以等一下我们上来这些人是有好名声的，圣灵充满的。
So they are filled with the Spirit.
而且是智慧充足的。
And full of wisdom.
他们是大有信心的。
Have great faith.
如果没有信心，不敢来做这个事的。
Without faith, they don't want to be a deacon.
但是我们要支持他们。
But we need to support them.
他们是一个侍奉里面的好榜样。
They are good examples of ministry.
他们不是不能够讲神的话。
It's not that they cannot preach the word of God.
史提版后来讲的，这实在是让我们今天看见史提版是一个大有智慧、能力、口才的人。
And later when Stephen preached, you can notice he's a power of the Spirit and a great wisdom and able to preach.
这边有一个腓力，这个腓力是圣经上没有讲第二个人是一个布道家，就讲了腓力是布道家的。
There was not another evangelist described in Acts except Philip, which was also one of the deacons.
但是神让他们来做管理饭食，如果是你，你会怎么想？
But God called them to handle the food ministry. If you were him, how would you think?
找别人去吧，我不是做这个的。
Get some other people. I'm not like that.
啊，我记得我们中间有一些人到我们教会以后，看见我们教会厨房多人，觉得这教会里面有很多大师傅。
And there are people that came to our church and look at our nice kitchen and said, "Wow, there must be a lot of great cooks in this church."
啊，其实我们中间很多的大师傅有非常高等学位的。
Actually, a lot of great cooks, but also have a great education.
但是我也不瞒你说，有很多人在家里面是不烧的。
But I also tell you there are some people that don't cook at home.
他们到这个地方，他们愿意来做。
But then when they come to the church, they are willing to cook at church.
因为神告诉我们说，在小事上忠心，在大的事情，神就会交托。
Because you are faithful in little things, then God will give you great things to do.
你知道这就是执事。
This is what a deacon is about.
保罗说，我就是做了耶稣基督的执事。
Paul said, "I am a deacon of Christ Jesus Christ."
他这个执事虽然圣经中有五次特别的用这个字。
Five times Paul used this word deacon.
但是有还有无数次就讲到同样一个字源，就是服侍的人。
And then there are many times the word deacon is used to describe those people who serve God.
而且我们可以用另外一个字说，就是仆人。
And the other word translated is a servant.
而有一些人说什么叫仆人，我还是不清楚。你知道。餐馆去吃饭的时候，有人过来说你需要什么，我马上帮你拿来，那个就是仆人。
What is a servant? This is like when you go to a restaurant, someone will say, "What do you want to order? I'm going to take the dish to you." That's a servant.
我们每一个人在我们教会里面都是仆人。
Each one of us is a servant in this church.
因为耶稣基督他自己来在圣经上无数次，他自己讲到他来了不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，就是这个字。
Because time and time, Jesus said, "I come here not to be served, but to serve. And that's what a servant is about.
而且去告诉那些门徒们，你们中间不要争谁是大的，谁如果要为首就做众人的奴仆。
And so Jesus said to the chief disciples, don't fight to say who is the greatest, because whoever wants to be the greatest will be the servant of all.
今天我们有人愿意起来服事。
When we see some people are willing to stand up and to serve God,
不是只有他们服
事。Not only they are serving,
他的全家都在侍奉。
Their whole families are serving,
因为他的家里面是支持他们。
Because the family needs to support them.
而且他的孩子也要有一些牺牲的。
And the children have to give up something too.
我们感谢主在我们教会里面要复兴之前有这么多的弟兄姐妹他们愿意。
We thank the Lord because before the revival of this church, there are many brothers and sisters that are willing.
我感谢主在这七年半之内神让我在这里我们没有一次有一个位置是说我们都没有人愿意坐的
and thank God for 7.5 years I'm here there's never a time that nobody wanted to take up a position of a deacon
而且每一个都是忠心的去做的
each one of those deacons were faithful
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord
我们真正的要来到神的面前说主啊我在这里
we have to come before God and say God I'm here
我愿意在小事上忠心。
I'm willing to be faithful in little things.
我们愿意如此彼此同心，效法基督。
And we'll be unite a spirit of unity as we follow Christ.
然后在使徒行传第六章里面就讲到他们就来到人前，他们就按手。
And then they come before God and the apostles lay their hands on them.
为他们祷告。
Pray for them.
按手在他们头上。
Place their hands on their heads.
这些使徒他们做这件事情是因为他们受神的托付要与这些弟兄姐妹认同
because they want to do this because they want to identify with those brothers and sisters
虽然这七个都是男的
even though these are all seven are all men
但是在保罗他的侍奉里面他有许多的女执事
but in Paul's ministry there are a lot of female deacons
因为我们服侍主只有这一次机会
Because we serve God, there's only this one opportunity.
我不是说只有2011年的机会，只有这一生中间，只有这一次，我们主在显现的时候，我们每一个人都想再侍奉，已经没有机会。
I'm just saying, in your life, you can only serve God because when Christ comes again, you have no more opportunity.
我不是说启示录讲了神的仆人都要侍奉他吗？
Didn't I say that in Revelation it says all of God's servants will serve minister to him?
但是那个时候已经看见他是万王之王万主之主我们去服侍他了。
But at that time we already know that he's the king of kings.
今天我们是没有看见就信的没有看见就愿意侍奉的我们有福了。
Today those that have yet to see him as the king of kings and serve him we are blessed.
感谢赞美主让我们真正的来到神的面前为他们祷告让我们一同低头祷告。
Let's all bow our heads and pray.Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank you this morning.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Because you have shown us how we are going to serve you.
你指示我们要如何的侍奉你。
You have taught us to be patient and to encourage one another.
你要我们忍耐，而且鼓励我们的弟兄姐妹们。
Above all, you have taught us that we need to follow the example of Jesus Christ.
更重要是你要我们来效法耶稣基督。
So this morning we ask you to take away egotism.
今天早晨我们求主哦把我们哦的至高拿去，我们的自我为中心除去。
Take away our self-righteousness.
不让我们自义。
So that we are all humble before you.
让我们都能够在你的面前谦卑。
And to serve you.
来侍奉你。
And take your command that you said that you come not to serve but to serve seriously.
而且我们。哦、实在是看重主你告诉我们的诫命就是你来了不是受人的服侍乃是要服侍人
We confess in the past they have failed many times
我们承认我们过去失败
We confess that sometimes we only think of ourselves much more than we think of other people
让我们过去有很多的时候我们想到我们自己多过想到别人
Our Lord forgive us
哦，我主求你赦免我们
Give us another opportunity
再给我们一个机会
So in this year, that your name would be even be greater magnified in this church.
让今年你的名更高的被高举起来。
And when people see our ministry, they will give glory to your name.
让人看见我们的侍奉就把荣耀归给你。
And we pray all this in Jesus Christ's name.
我们这样祷告祈求感谢，就是奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.